Ce podcast est une production La Parlotte. Nouvel épisode en direct de l'Expo Carte Sport de Québec. Et là, on vient d'avoir la chance de discuter avec Jeremy Roenick. Ouais. Et un petit peu à la Vandale hier, c'est ton tour, Sylvain, d'avoir vécu un petit quelque chose.
Ouais, je pensais pas, tu sais, mais honnêtement, tu sais, ben, vous allez le voir, tu sais. Moi, Jeremy Roenick, c'est mes souvenirs de NHL 94. On jouait bien batté. J'y ai pas mentionné, mais tu sais. Pas de line change, lui et Tony Amonte, c'est parce que Roenick, il volait sa glace puis il détruisait tout le monde. C'était parfait, là. Fallait que j'y parle de ça.
Finalement, t'étais pas original parce qu'il dit que c'est une des affaires qui se fait le plus parler.
Ouais, ça, puis dans ça Swingers avec Vince Vaughn.
Ouais, c'est ça, ça m'a vraiment étonné que ça fasse partie de sa vie à ce point-là.
Ouais, ben c'est exactement ça. Puis écoute, vraiment super, super gentil. Je pense que si ça avait pas été de la contrainte de 5 minutes qu'on avait, je pense qu'il était parti. Puis
c'est ce
qui restait avec nous autres. Super gentil. S'est ouvert sur des problèmes mentaux qu'il y a eu aussi. Tout. Vraiment, je pense que c'est dans mon top 3, dans les
entrevues d'expo.
Dans les expos comme ça, là, avec Shane Corson.
Puis Anne-Renée Desbiens. Moi, c'était...
Anne-René, ça avait été super bien. Marc Denis, c'était super intéressant.
Oui.
Benoît Brunet aussi. T'sais, on a eu...
Denis qu'on a eu, c'est...
Lalime. Excusez-moi.
Même affaire.
Je ne sais pas
si on a besoin de s'excuser. Il prendrait tout ça comme un 10 de se faire interchanger les deux, tu penses?
Ben, probablement, mais bref, c'est ça.
C'est chien pour lequel des deux, c'est ça qu'on veut savoir.
Si on reçoit Marc Denis à un moment donné, je m'excuse.
On lui posera des questions sur le match des étoiles qui est parti.
Oui, c'est ça, ouais, parce que...
Bon, avant de dire trop de niaiseries, on vous laisse venir nous voir du côté du sport... je pensais vous dire le nom de...
Sports Card Expo.
Sports Card Expo, du côté de Québec, du côté du Grand Marché, en marge du tournoi international. Puis oui, de Québec.
All right, so, hi, Mr. Roenick, how are you?
I'm great. Ça va?
Oui.
Little bit of French, un peu.
Ah, si,
pretty good.
I'm sorry, I'm... get our questions, and I'm a little bit nervous because you were one of my favorite players
thank you.
Well, I was already grown up, but when I was playing NHL 94, you and Amonte, no line change, you were my guy.
Well, that's the number one thing that people talk to me about on a daily basis is 94 Sega. Yep, absolutely. I wish I was as good on the real ice as I was in 94 Sega, but It's like pop culture now. It's, you know, being on Swingers, you know, Vince Vaughn, being a big fan. And it literally is, I have people come up to me and say, you know, I got through college playing Chicago on 94. You know, I won every bet. Or it was a rule in our dorm. You couldn't play Chicago because of Roenick. You know, it's Roenick, he's good. You're going to make Gretzky's head bleed. You know, it's...
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the number one item on my chat list with people is 94 Sega.
All right. So I'm not that original. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah. You have a small connection to Quebec.
I do.
You played with the All-Olympics.
I do. Yep. Well, I love this city. I was really sad when the Nordiques left this city. It meant a lot to me. I played in the Pee Wee tournament 2 years. I played for the junior Whalers in the international division and then played for the Junior Capitals the next year. Scored 7 goals in the Colisée in my second year in the Pee Wee tournament. And this is kind of where I think I was seen by the first scouts at 12, 13 years old. Was right here in Quebec. So it has a very warm spot in my heart. And then playing with the Hall Olympics, which was an amazing experience for me. My dad and I would drive up to watch Verdun and Laval play. And,
okay.
So I was very associated with the Quebec League. And I've always had a fond respect and love for the Quebec League.
You were a long-time player with the Coyotes of Phoenix. Do you think it's the end of the franchise? Do you think we're close to the end?
I think I think it has to be.
Yeah.
I think the trials and tribulations of that team have come from management alone, dating all the way back to their decision to move it back in 2000, early 2000s, 2001, 2002, to go to the suburbs. Not having strong ownership is a very tough thing to do in a non-traditional hockey market. Yeah. There are a lot of fans in Arizona that love hockey, just not where they put it. And now they're having trouble financially getting a building, getting land, getting approvals from either the city or pretty much the fans to get a building. Yeah. So.
And a 5,000 people
not,
building, it's not NHL.
It's been an eyesore. It's been an eyesore on the National Hockey League, both on their pocketbook and in the standings. And I have a fond love for Arizona and for the Coyotes, but their ownership has been a disaster since early 2000s, and it's hurting them still. I can't see Gary Bettman really keeping it there. But then again, if it leaves, you lose a expansion franchise city, which is close to $1 billion now. It's going to be really hard for it to have Gary really tuck his pride in his pocket and say we got to leave him, because he's going to do everything he can to keep them in Arizona, because it is a big market. They just need a good owner.
Okay. Yeah, and last question. A lot of players, when they hang up their skates, like they have like mentally challenging problems or stuff like that. Did you go through like one of those phases when you?
I had mental challenges before I retired. Actually, my challenges came in 2005, 2006, that really hit rock bottom. But the San Jose Sharks kind of saved me from that that deterioration of an athlete. When I retired, I was lucky. I had good friends and a very good friend in Doug Wilson that made my transition from hockey to everyday life very easy for me. And I haven't missed the game one day, not one day since the day I decided to retire, since sitting across the table from Doug Wilson. I don't like playing the game anymore. I love the game with a passion, love watching it today. I love talking about it, but playing it for me is not in the cards anymore.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Runick.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Always a pleasure.